I know Coach Prosser and Coach Battle and Coach Gaudio would be happy for you. And you have represented Coach Prosser. He would just be proud.
Mike Muse is in studio with us here. And I wanted to ask you about this now that Ish Smith is joining us now, soon to be Wake Forest Hall of Famer. You got emotional there when you were telling him about being a Wake Forest Sports Hall of Famer and when Skip's name came up. What was the source of that emotion? Why did that get to you?
Well, I came in with Ish and the five freshmen, and we did everything together, and Ish was at the NBA camp, and I was telling Coach Prosser about him, and, you know, we just came in together. We grew up together, and I saw every day the amount of work that Ish Smith put in. I saw him in the gym after games, late at night, 1 o'clock in the morning, rebounding while he's getting up shots, and just to know that he embodied everything Coach Prosser taught, and to get in and be one of his guys to get in and having work for Coach, and you know, Coach left us, and Ish and I went through that period together where Coach passed away, and we had to go through that season, and we that group was really close. A lot of us are still really close because of Coach's passing, and you know, to see somebody from that group be rewarded in that way, and it be Ish being the first one. I think we'll have a couple more before it's over with. It was just because of Ish and mine's relationship. It's just so special. You know, he's family to me and always will be.
This month, I think, marks 15 years that we've been without.
July 26th.
It was July. So last month, we've been without Skip Prosser for 15 years now. Ish Smith. So you hear what Coach Muse has to say there. What lesson or lessons do you take most that still resonate most with you that you learned from the late, great Skip Prosser?
Oh, wow. It's so many. It's so many. Coach Muse, and he hit it right on the head. Our relationship is, you know, me and Coach Muse's relationship started in high school, my senior year. I think Coach might have been at North. Coach, you was at North Forsyth, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so Coach was at North, and it was crazy because he actually came to a game because he was scouting Jamie. That was actually my junior year, I'm sorry. Scouting Jamie and North Neck. North Forsyth had a really good team. Jamie's team had a really good team. And we were solid, but they knew, okay, we can meet each other in the Final Four or somewhere in the Elite Eight in the regional semifinals. And so Coach came, watched us play, and I still remember to this day watching him, seeing him, and then how great of a program he had then. And he just became like a father figure to all of us, like he said. And Skip and him were, and Coach used to tell you this, they were tied at the hip. That was like whenever, like, Coach would be going somewhere, he'd be like, come on, Coach Muse, come on, let's go. I'm talking about they were, like, attached at the hip. They did everything together. Because he, as you know, Coach P saw a lot of Coach Muse in him and vice versa. And so it's funny when you see Coach Muse, and we know Coach P's not, you know, he went on to be with the Lord, but we know that a lot of the things we see with Coach Muse, we just kind of, that's Skip. And he used to always tell us, you never delay gratitude. You know, I tell children and I tell people that to this day, and I thank the Lord for the people he's put in my life, you know, Coach Muse, Coach Battle, Coach Gaudio, and Skip, you know, because they teach you life lessons instead of just being like, all right, we're trying to win games and we're trying to make it to the Final Four. We're trying to do this. We're trying to do that. It was more of a family atmosphere that Coach brought in. And so he used to always talk to the janitor, talk to, you got to understand, my dad, he owned his own janitorial business. So it just resonated with me when you're a freshman coming in, 17, 18 years old, and you see the head coach of your basketball team having relationships with everybody on campus, Pitt, Benson workers, it didn't matter. And so he used to always tell us, never delay gratitude. And for us, you know what that meant. Like, I don't care what people do for you or not do for you. You always are thankful for what people do for you. And I was, you know, again, I tell people this all the time. I could have went to any school, but 1 year with Skip was better than 4 years with some of the best college coaches that has ever lived because he taught me so much during that time.
I wonder, Ish Smith's joining us here, Wake Forest Sports Hall of Fame, if you're answering this question already and what you said there, but anytime I talk to guys that you played with, and you've been on a lot of NBA teams, I ask who their favorite teammate was, guys that they look at, and guys that they like a lot. And your name always comes up first. Every single time, it's almost like I need to get to know this person just because of all these high-level players that swear by you as a teammate. I mean, even the media. Tom Haberstroh was on here not too long ago saying, back when I was at Wake, Ish Smith is my guy. He's my favorite guy in the league.
That's my dude, yeah.
So I'm just telling you, though, Ish, like, where we know at times where you can get great playing attributes from, who you can learn from, teammates and coaches that way. But who teaches you to be such a great teammate? Is that something you also get by expressing gratitude and what Skip Prosser taught you?
Well, I was truly blessed. Gwen and Larry Smith, I was born July 5th, 1988, the Presbyterian Hospital in Charlotte, North Carolina. And when I, you know, those two put so much. And I tell everybody I have a strong faith, and the Lord is, when he put me on this earth and put them in my life, and they put Christian bases in me and my me and my brother 11 months apart, and then I got two older sisters. They weren't playing with us about what kind of character we needed to have, and we knew that was more Christ-like than anything. How you walked, how you treated people, how you interact with people, all those things are very, very important. And my mom and dad used to always tell me that all the time. And then when it came to the sport, they used to always tell me, you have to be humble in your own eyes. That was my mom and dad's favorite words. You have to be humble in your own eyes. Wow. Because that is a gift that the Lord has blessed you with, and he can take it away. That thing can be taken away and stripped from you. And so you have to know that this anointing, this blessing that he's blessed you with, when it comes to the game of basketball, it comes to more of a meaning than just out there dribbling the basketball. And so I truly, truly got to give them 110% credit. I think first and foremost, I know everybody said, man, I want to thank God, but that is a true statement. I want to thank Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, because your story is going to help somebody else's story. And when you start realizing that it's bigger than you, it's not about like, hey, man, I hit the shot against Texas, or I did this, I did that, whatever the case is, you start moving in a little bit of pride because it ain't you. He's placed you in those positions, placed you around those people to either improve their life and make it better. And it ain't you. He's just using you as a tool. So I've learned that. But my mom and dad, they put a lot of character in me, a lot of Christian character, and it's something that I put into my children. And I try to do the same thing. And I try to not only just speak on it, you got to act on it. You have to. And sometimes we slip and we mess up and different things like that. But for the most part, I think that is something that my mom and dad, they did, and I got to give them 110% credit.
Ish Smith's with us. I'm looking at Mike Muse, and you just look like you look like the way a proud father would look, like hearing Ish speak. Like, you're just beaming right now.
I am beaming because everything he's saying is true. And, you know, when you're around high-character people breed other high-character people. And, you know, his upbringing with his parents and knowing his mom and dad and his sisters and brothers and how he runs his camps down in Charlotte when he comes home. And then I know that that's part of the reason why he came to Wake Forest is because Skip embodied, it was just a carryover. Skip was part of that journey too. And it was just a perfect match. You know, the work ethic, the drive, the high character, the high values. And when you have good people like Ish Smith, you know, that he doesn't worry about awards or, you know, he just wants to win. He wants to be a great teammate. He wants people to get better, and he's willing to do whatever it takes. And when he realizes that and he shares his faith the way that he does, to me, I mean, he's a coach's dream.
He might not care much about awards, but awards still are pretty cool, like being a Wake Forest Sports Hall of Famer like you are now, Ish. When I look at guys who are in that hall, I see Tim Duncan's name. I see Randolph Childress's name. And now I'm seeing Ishmael Smith's name. How does that hit you?
And I don't want to get too emotional because I do know that it is like I said, it's not me. If you asked me, like I would have, if you were taking my personal self, I would have came in. This is what I'm going to do. Stay there for a couple years. I'm going to kill, like, Chris Paul and the Muggsies and did, and then I'm going to, you know, to the NBA. And the Lord was like, no, I got a different plan for you. And so I those guys are pretty big time guys. They Chris and Tim and Randolph, these guys are they're the cream of the crop. We got some more guys like Coach Mew said that's gonna go in. I'm telling you, our team was just way too talented. You know, I seen Cheyenne go in and you know, I'm happy for her. Like it's just so many people just bigger than me. Again, you gotta understand I'm very appreciative. I didn't make every shot. I didn't make every right play. It didn't matter to me. For me, I knew the journey of coming to Wake, and it wasn't the easiest. I mean, Coach Muse is not telling you the whole story. He's been nice. You know, we lost Skip. People don't understand. We lost Miss Joyce. We lost Miss Battle. We lost Chase's father. Like, it was a lot that we went through when we was on that campus together. And so I told the guys, I texted the guys this, and I mean this with Coach Muse and everybody else. When I went in, and this is the God honest truth, when the Lord utilized me to go in, everybody went in. My coaches, my teammates, everybody went in because it's not an individual award. It really isn't. People think it is, but it's really not. And it's really not like a, you know, for me, it wasn't more of a basketball award because I wasn't four-time All-American. I wasn't those guys. I was just somebody who I wanted to see guys get better out on the floor. I came in as a kid. I asked Coach Muse, playing too fast. Whoa, slow down, Ish. And I left, you know, a man realizing what Wake Forest represented for me and my family moving forward, and even during that time, and how the Lord used Wake and the people, the Miss Heflins, the Miss Caldwells. Like, there's so many people that I can thank. And Coach Muse, he knows this. Like, Coach called me the other day and asked me if I was going to come down. And I was like, man, you know, Coach, I'm going to let you know. And this is the type of man Coach Muse is. My dad, my mom called me. My cousin called me. And my wife told me. They was like, if Coach Muse asked you to come there, I said, well, my family settled. Like, you know, I'm getting used to Denver. You go down there. He asked you to go down there. You go down there. I said, yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Because that's who Coach Muse has been for us. And he's not telling the whole story because he's been humble. But Coach Muse, every day we was on that campus. Every day we was on that campus, he was with us. Me and Jamie, every day. And then from there, James. And then from there, Al Farouk. And then from there, it was Jeff. And then from there was LD. And then from there was Harvey. That's who Coach Muse was. And so when you have, that was the reason why I went to Wake, is because my mom and dad did their best. They did their best, the greatest job ever to me till I got to 17. And they passed me off. Coach Muse, Coach Gaudio, Coach Battle, Coach Kelsey, Skip, every one of those coaches, and said, I trust you with my kids because I know, we already knew who Coach Muse was in the community in North Carolina. And so my mom knew we was in good hands and that people was going to keep that same thing going that my parents had did. And so, again, it like I said, it's bigger than me. I tell people all the time, it's way, way bigger than me. And when you realize your purpose and why the Lord has you here, then you don't get proud about it. You just are thankful, and hopefully you can inspire other people.
And Ish, this is how special Ish is. Ish is the starting point guard. He gets hurt. We bring in Jeff Teague. Well, a lot of guys.
He turned out to be okay, too.
Yeah, he, you know, NBA All-Star,
he
pretty good.
He should be in the Hall of Fame, so.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of guys in Ish's position already been there, and you're bringing in a stud, would have packed up and left, especially this day and time. They don't want competition. Ish thrived on that, and iron sharpens iron. And Ish Smith and Jeff Teague went at it every single day in practice. I mean, they just got each other better. They elevated each other's game. And I'm convinced as a coach that both of them had the careers they had in the NBA because they went at each other. And then Chris would come back in the summers and he would go at them with it, and he would bring other NBA guys back. So we had a culture that was where everybody was pushing everybody, and that was so cool to watch as a professional, as a coach, to see those guys rally around each other and make each other better.
And speaking of those pro guys, Ish, I mean, It's got to feel pretty good. On the video we saw yesterday, you're telling Coach Forbes how much you liked what you saw this past year. I mean, when you beat the team in Chapel Hill that wears blue last basketball season, I bet it feels good for you and Jeff Teague and other guys who are in the league to watch the Demon Deacons now and think, oh, no, we're back at it. We used to have it back when we were playing in the mid-2000s, and now it's starting to get back there.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm so happy for the organization, for it all. I'm not even going to lie to you, because then I can brag on Wake Forest. I can brag on Wake Forest. Hold on, guys. Hold on.
All right. Ish Smith joining us here. I think he's probably turning away another call. He's a busy guy. That might be a first on the show. But, hey, he's in Denver. When's he coming down? You say he's coming down sometime soon?
Well, you know, we're dedicating two locker rooms, clubhouses, as they're called, next week, September the 1st, the Chris Paul Family Basketball Clubhouse and the Carol Guth Basketball Clubhouse for the ladies in the Shaw Basketball Center. There's going to be a ribbon-cutting ceremony September the 1st in the morning.
Next week.
Part of opening football day.
Yeah.
You know, game going on. And so we're going to have some people come by and celebrate the locker room open and the clubhouse open. Yeah. And Ish's name is up in the locker
y'all
room.
Y'all going to laugh. It's actually, you know, I moved into my home and my family out here in Denver, and I got trash everywhere. So we called the trash jugglers, I think, or whatever they call. And they coming in to get all the trash. So,
all right.
I do want to talk about this, guys. I want to say this before I, you know, talk about Coach Forbes and what he's doing such a great job on. And y'all let me know if I'm talking too much, because I do think there's so many things that has happened that, you know what I mean, so many people don't understand or know. If Jeff T doesn't come to Wake Forest, I promise you, if God don't use Jeff T to come to Wake Forest, Ishmael Smith is not in the NBA. And that's the God honest truth, because when Jeff came to school, I was playing against one of the best point guards in college basketball every single day. So if I'm playing against Jeff Teague, who is, I'm telling you, I don't care what nobody say, I love Randolph, I love Muggs, I love Chris Paul, I love all those great point guards, Teron Downey. I can go down the line of all these great, Robert O'Kelly. I know my history. All these guys have been great. Jeff Teague, to me, was one of the most talented players at that point guard position that ever walked on that campus. And so if I'm playing against him every single day, it dawned on me like, oh, I can make it to the NBA because he's going. He's not playing around with Wake Forest. Like, he's not going to be here long. And Jeff was playing so well at freshman year. Jeff really had an option to leave after his freshman year. That's how Coach Muse, he was that. Him and James came in. And if it wasn't for them coming in, turning that program around, because we were freshmen. So it was going to take us a little bit. You know, I was scrawny, playing too fast, whatever the case is. I had my weaknesses. And so at the point guard position, especially under Skip, that point guard position has to be strong. And I just wasn't, you know, I wasn't there yet. I got better as the year got better. I mean, I got better as the year got going. Me and Coach Muse spent days and nights in the gym, reads, looking at film, me, him, and Skip. And then Coach Battle, it took that role over when Coach P passed away. So I would go to Coach Muse, Coach Kelsey, and then I would hit Coach Battle's office. This is, you know, when Skip had passed away. But Jeff Teague don't come to Wake Forest. And I tell people this all the time. I would have never known what a pro looked like. Because it's easy. Chris Paul comes back and play. That seems like a distant. You know, Chris comes back and play all-star, whatever the case is. But when Jeff Teague came into that campus and James Johnson came on that campus, and Gary Clark came on that campus. They came in and took Wake Forest immediately from, we were 5-11 to immediately 7-9. Then from there, we went to number one in the country. And so when you're playing against a guy that is at that level every day, and we went at it back and forth, back and forth. And when I got hurt, you guys, Coach Buse, I was like the biggest cheerleader. Now, don't get confused. I'm a competitor. So I wanted to be out there with those guys as they were running. So James, Jeff, Farouk, those guys took off. And, you know, they drew, as Coach Muse, they just was bringing us along. Inside, I was like, no, you're not going to drag me. I want to run beside you guys. So I was had my times. I had my moments when I was frustrated, not playing. But I never, ever as a teammate was like, man, I hope Jeff, he didn't. No. I was his biggest cheerleader.
Love
to
that.
The point where I was telling him about reads. Hey, Jeff, on this read coming, Jeff, not trying to take away his aggressiveness as a scorer, but still trying to like, hey, look, this guy in the low man, whatever the case is, until that last like 15 games when I got healthy, we were out there playing together, all of us, and we just got a flow and a rhythm. And before you know it, Jeff was getting 17, 18 a game. James was getting 20 and 10, and then Farouk was getting 17 and 11, and then I was trickling in with my 12 and 13 points that last 12, 15 games, and LD was playing. Like, we had really started finding a rhythm towards those last 15 games. But Jeff T don't come to Wake Forest, I don't know. We having this conversation.
Yeah, there you go. And man. I can't think of a better case for a Hall of Famer than that from Jeff Teague. But you get your butt down here because Mike Mews said so, and I look forward to seeing you when that happens. And boy, I just feel great that you're a Hall of Famer, and it's just great to see good people rewarded. And by all accounts, you check that box of being a great teammate and a Skip Prosser guy. So it's good to hear your voice back on here, man.
Appreciate you guys, and I do want to say this, and I'm truly, truly thankful for the 4 years I spent at Wake Forest, the time, whether it was the people that worked at the Pitt, the Benson Center, my classmates, my teammate, Harvey Hale, to Mike Lepore, to Bobby Hoekstra, to Matt Smith, to Cam Stanley. I mean, I can list all the guys because, you know, we always talk about the 6 or 7, 8 guys, the top 8 guys, the Chases and David Weavers and those guys. But it was guys, you know, we competed. Kevin Swinton, Shemaine Dukes, like all those guys. I'm truly thankful for the coaches, and I thank the Lord that he allowed them to use all of us to be an example for him. And like I said, you know, I'm very happy how Coach Forrest got the program back up and running. Like I told him the other day when we got to all of him, I said, oh, you would have been a coach I could have ran through a wall for. And so I'm happy for where the program is going. Give us back bragging rights, but for bigger than anything, like the football team, the basketball team, to the lacrosse team, to the field hockey team, the women's team, we support our teams. We're a tight family, and I'm just so happy that the school is doing so well. So I'm truly thankful. Like I said, it's not an individual award. All those people really, really matter, and I thank the Lord that he's used us all. And I'm happy for Wake and where they're going.
Do well in Denver, okay? Thanks for doing this.
Appreciate you guys.